There's a book entitled The Way of Christian Perfection by St. Alphonsus Liguori. It is my meditation book for this Lenten season. And just recently I meditated, and the title of the chapter was Those Who Love Jesus Christ Ought to Hate the World. It's a very strong word to use, is hate, not just dislike or avoid or some other less sharp phrase. He says they ought to hate it. In order to understand this phrase, those who love Jesus Christ ought to hate the world, we have to understand who is Jesus Christ and what is the world. It's very obvious who Jesus Christ is. He's the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He's God made man. He's the author of all goodness, all good things come from God, right? So Jesus Christ is their author. He is the person who of all the people you know loves you the most and wants and desires your happiness more than anybody else in the world. He desires our happiness, our eternal salvation, and thus our happiness, our perfect happiness with him in heaven. He loves us. He died for the cross. He died on the cross for our sins. He's God. Jesus Christ is God. Okay, so what is the world? When we say the world, of course, we don't mean the world that God created, because he created everything good, right? We go outside, we hear birds chirping, we hear the wind passing through the trees, we think, okay, it's a beautiful world that God created. There's a lot for us to enjoy and see and delight in. So it's not, when we say the world, we don't mean the physical world we created, we mean basically the collection of all things which are opposed to God. So in that would fall the world, the flesh, and the devil. So why is it that we have to choose one? Why can't we love both? It is because all those things which are opposed to God are diametrically opposed to him. They are in every way completely opposite to what he is. It's like oil and water. You could have a glass of water, add a teaspoon of oil to it, and you could mix it for a million years. It would never mix. Why? Because oil and water of their very natures will not do it. They will not coexist. It's impossible. It's the same thing with God and sin, with God and the world, with God and the flesh and the devil. It's impossible. He's all good, all holy. The devil, the world, the flesh is the opposite, is evil. It is self-seeking. It is self-centered. It is anti-God. And therefore, it can have no communication with him. It can have no part of him, and he can have no part of it. They will not have anything to do with one another, God and the world. In this meditation, St. Alphonsus says, quote, thus then the world hates the servants of God, the saints. They hate the saints. They hate their good example and their maxims. A maxim is a saying by which you live. And therefore, it is necessary. It is not counseled. It is not a good idea. It is necessary that we should hate all the maxims of the world, to utterly reject the world 100%, to not give it even a little bit of our attention or time, but to outright reject it utterly as anti-Christ, as anti-God. What are some of those maxims of the world? The one that comes to mind most vividly is you can do what you want as long as you don't offend anybody. You can live your life the way you want to. We know that's a very bad, it's opposed to the law of God. It's funny, when people say that, they always tend to forget God. They forget that Christ came down from heaven to show us how we ought to live our life, right? They forget that. They say you can offend, as long as you don't offend anyone, you can offend God. That's what they believe. You can offend God, go ahead and offend God. As long as you don't offend your neighbor, that's important. And then you just live as you please. We know that even in a very secular world, it's terrible advice, isn't it? If we lived as we pleased, if we followed every impulse of our heart, the world would be complete chaos. We would find ourselves in a very unhappy state very quickly, not just spiritually, but temporally. The man that has a person who has a gambling problem knows he can't gamble away his family's fortune. He knows that. If he were to just give into that impulse to live as he pleased, he would ruin himself. It's the same thing in the spirit. It's more so in the spiritual life. We know how God we know the church teaches God's truth. We know how God wants us to live our life. We know that the world is not for us. It is not going to help us. It's not going to make us happy. It will not. It is impossible. The wisdom of the flesh is the enemy of God. That's why we have Lent, right? We are so pulled down by it continuously. We tend towards evil because of concupiscence. The church gives us 40 days. 40 days out of 365 days of the year to put in just a little more effort than we usually do to fight our fallen human nature, to give combat to the devil. See, these things, the world, the flesh, and the devil, they seek themselves. And that is why the thought of seeking God is completely out of their minds. Look at how secular people, godless people, live their lives. It's completely divorced from eternity and from God. They have no notion of it whatsoever. This life, for them, this life is it. Once you die, that's it. It's a very depressing way to live. Today's gospel, Christ said, "Every kingdom divided against itself cannot stand." So if we attempt to compromise, okay, I'm just going to be a little worldly. Certain things are going to be, I'm going to be godly. I'm going to follow his law. I'm going to love him, try my best to imitate the life of Christ. And in some things, I'm going to be worldly. I'm going to compromise. I'm going to do as I please. It's not going to work. You will fail. You infallibly, every time, you will fail. Because Christ cannot abide with evil. It's impossible. And if we're going to even let a little bit of that into our life, Christ is going to depart. If we do it willingly, he's going to depart from us, have nothing to do with us. In the gospel today, we open up. It says, at that time, Jesus was casting out a devil. He wasn't, how can I work this out with the devil? Can we reach a compromise? Is there some way we can both coexist? No, he cast him out. He utterly rejected the devil. And it's the same thing the church is asking us to do every Lent. To cast out the devil, to cast out worldliness from our hearts. So just as our Lord did that today in the gospel, let us strive after that this Lent, casting out that worldliness from our hearts, and remember the words of Christ, a solemn warning to always be in our mind. He who is not with me is against me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.